Many in the building and development community turned out to say they were concerned about their property rights and that they thought the rewrite of Anchorage Land Use Law, or Title 21, went too far.
My name is Sean Debenham, and I'm a part owner of Debenham Properties, a real estate management company here in Anchorage, Alaska, since 1964. My principal problem with the new rewrite is that it goes way too far in the taking of private property rights now enjoyed by property owners. Recently, I reviewed what seems like the 1,000th rewrite draft entitled Assembly Committee Draft Title 21. Although this draft incorporates many changes, it still is severely lacking.
Others went so far as to say that the rewrite would discourage growth.
My name is Mike Gould, and I'm a construction contractor. I am opposed to adopting Title 21 as revised by the Assembly Committee. What we're trying to do is get new business to come here to create jobs. But if we make it so expensive to build buildings to house those businesses, it doesn't make sense for them to come locate here. And that's what this does.
Title 21 went through 5 or 6 reiterations by many different officials over the past 10 years. It addresses the myriad of issues that Anchorage faces as it grows and changes. It's meant to carry out Anchorage's comprehensive plan, which includes Anchorage 2020. The plan was a result of a long public process with thousands participating. Many who testified at Tuesday's assembly meeting said the rewrite had left out key language contained in earlier versions. They preferred the version of Title 21 that was previously adopted by the assembly.
My name is Susan Olson. As a resident, I do walk around. I do look around. I would urge that the assembly adopt the provisionally approved provisions as the only reasonable thing to do, as the only respectful thing to do in terms of the long involvement, the many years that the public has been involved.
Some of the criticisms were that the rewrite did not do enough to protect waterways, promote mixed-use zones, and a more walkable city. The Title 21 review process was started in 2002. In 2010, the Assembly provisionally adopted the majority of chapters. Then Mayor Dan Sullivan came into office and said he wanted a review of the whole thing. Once the review was done, Sullivan sent it to the Planning and Zoning Commission with some proposed amendments. In 2012, an assembly committee led by Debbie Osiander began a review. Almost no one spoke out in support of her revised version. Some said they wanted the assembly to go back to the 2010 version because the final review was too closely aligned with developers.
My name is Nancy Pease, speaking for Rabbit Creek Community Council. The Rabbit Creek Council voted at its January 10th monthly meeting to ask the assembly to reject the current version of Title 21 and give final approval to the 2010 provisionally approved plan. There was virtually no proper public participation in the rewrite process during the last 2 years. Yes, there were endless midday meetings, but individuals were allowed to listen from the sidelines, with only a few favored individuals asked to enter meaningful discussion. The builders and realtors were well represented, the general public was not.
Public testimony was limited to 2.5 hours. Assembly Chair Ernie Hall said testimony will continue at next Tuesday's assembly meeting for 1 hour, from 5 to 6 p.m. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.